This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. This is Riyad Rizazi welcoming you to another episode of Rocky Ramadan 2017, day 2. So here we are, Alhamdulillah, living with the names of Allah Azza wa Jal, implementing the names of Allah Azza wa Jal, implementing them in our lives. So we're starting with the name of Allah, Allah. We all claim that we love Allah Azza wa Jal. If you were to ask anyone, do you love Allah? You would say, what kind of question is that? Of course I do. Even those who do not practice Islam properly, they claim that they love Allah Azza wa Jal. But how can you worship, how can you love someone that you really don't know too much about? You claim we love Allah, but what do we know about Allah Azza wa Jal? To learn about Allah, we need to learn about His names. This is how we will know more about Allah Azza wa Jal, through His names and attributes. So we start with the name Allah. Allah. All the names of Allah Azza wa Jal are embedded in this beautiful name, Allah. Such a beautiful name, Ismallah, Allah. Kul asma, Allah al-Husna. All the names of Allah are embedded in this name. When we say, for instance, Ahmed is a carpenter. Ahmed is a carpenter, Ahmed is a painter, Ahmed is a businessman, Ahmed is a father, Ahmed is a husband. So Ahmed has got all these attributes. So when we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is Al-Kareem, Allah is Al-Mujib, Allah is Ar-Rahman, Allah is Ar-Rahim. So all the names of Allah Azza wa Jal are embedded in this beautiful name of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طيب الله الله يعرف نفسه بنفسه قل هو الله أحد. They come to ask Prophet Muhammad about Allah. So Allah responds, say Allah al-Ahad, al-Samad, the one and only subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah. Ya Musa, inni ana Allah, la ilaha illa ana fa'budni. Oh Musa, inni, I am Allah. There is no God worth of worship but me. So worship me, inni ana Allah. They ask Prophet Muhammad, who is Allah? Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayy al-qayyum. Then Allah answers, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayy. He is the all-living, al-qayyum, the self-existing, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the self-standing. I need someone to stand. I need something to stand to exist. But Allah does not need none, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The self-existing, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu nuru samawati wal-ard. Allah, the light, the nur of the samawat and al-ard. Allah, such a beautiful name that brings peace into your heart. In fact, this name, if it was to be said at times of anger, Allah Azza wa Jalla will remove that anger. Bismillah. You start your day with Bismillah. Allah would put barakah in that day. You start your food with Bismillah. You come out from your home with Bismillah. Tawakkaltu ala Allah. You enter Bismillah before you close the door. All the shayateen come, go out. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, you know, at night, turn off the light and say Bismillah, wasamillah. Close the door and say Bismillah. Cover your cup, you know, if you have a cup of water, you know, before you sleep, cover it and say Bismillah. Anything you do, you start with the name of Allah, Allah would put barakah in that name. The name of Allah, Allah. Or Allah would put barakah in that action that you do. Until another episode of Rocky Ramadan 2017, living with the names of Allah, I say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.